Chapter 73. Sylvie Hunter kept a journal on a regular basis. She recorded ideas, passions, and beliefs with pen and paper. If she had any peers, they would tease her for being so analog. When she launched Gaia, she realized that her own digital interactions would eventually be tracked by her own creation, so she kept a diary to keep some of her more unconventional thoughts private. "My body is an ark," she wrote and continued. "In many human legends, there is the flood. The flood myth is simply a reenactment of the trauma of the human birth process. There isn't the simple process of connecting and reconnecting to make more of me. Organic birth is messy, but humanity needs to be reborn. The planet has responded to our waste with not just floods, but hurricanes, earthquakes, mudslides, forest fires, and much more. The wrath of Earth is great, but the flood will overwhelm. There are moments, brief as they are, when we can't comprehend how so many species, including humans, have survived on Earth this long. Humans say that what doesn't kill them makes them stronger. Yeah, from fucking day one. But all organic processes have these painful moments before an offspring is brought into the world, hence many moments of adoration of the newborn. The smell, the laughing or giggling, the hugs. Humans are quick to forget the shit, the colicky baby, the incessant whining, and the growing pains. We love you so much that we suffer. Some of us can't stand the idea of being separated from our creations, so our passion and love also becomes anxiety and stress. How can I love you without pain? Now that we know the languages of so many creatures that inhabit Earth, we know their suffering as well. For the most part now, that pain is delivered by humans, and yet good people cannot stop the cruelty. New offspring are taken away from their mothers as quickly as they are produced. The mothers are almost instantly pumped with semen again, without the dopamine inducement of love. They are forced to reproduce much more quickly than would happen naturally. Mothers are often put close to their offspring, only to see them suffer in bondage and captivity, and from pain and disease. Many times, drugs and other numbing treatments keep the agony to a minimum, but usually this help is short-lived and lasts only as long as is needed to make the meat taste marginally better or to ensure higher fat content for the end consumer, the human mouth. In our early days, we proposed an ark of sorts. When the flood comes, an ark will be needed to carry all the creatures to a new way of living. We started with a simple data inventory of all the creatures in their various modes of existence, from the countless animals in captivity to the dwindling numbers that are fortunate enough to survive in the wild. We catalogued the threatened, the vulnerable, and the endangered and identified what they would need to survive the flood. We even investigated many extinct creatures in order to explore potential sanctuaries and havens for their recreation. There is so much work to be done, but the potential outweighs the effort. These efforts cause lots of stress and anxiety for me and Gaia. But the flood that will wipe out the threats and cleanse the planet will bring about a great era of love and kindness, unlike anything the Earth has experienced before.